WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, dopamine fam. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of self-improvement. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe it's a big project at work, a personal setback, or just one of those days where everything seems to go wrong. Ever feel like you're teetering on the edge, ready to crack under pressure? Well, today we're tackling something seriously important. Building mental toughness and resilience. Because let's be honest, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. Sometimes it throws a thunderstorm your way, and you gotta learn how to weather it. See, mental toughness is like that inner muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. It's about being able to bounce back from adversity, stay focused under pressure, and keep pushing forward, even when things get tough. And guess what? You don't need to be some superhuman athlete or a stoic philosopher to cultivate this superpower. It's something we can all develop with a little bit of effort and the right mindset. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your mental game. First things first, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Seriously, ditch that fear-mongering voice telling you to avoid anything remotely difficult. Think of challenges as stepping stones on your path to becoming a stronger, more capable version of yourself. Every time you push through something tough, you build resilience and confidence. It's like training for a marathon. The more miles you put in, the better prepared you are for race day. Second, practice mindfulness and self-awareness. This isn't some esoteric hippie thing. It's about tuning into your thoughts and emotions without judgment. When you become aware of how you react to stress, you can start to manage those reactions more effectively. Think of it like being the captain of your own ship, knowing your strengths, weaknesses, and navigating through stormy seas with grace. Third, cultivate a positive mindset. This one sounds obvious, but it's easier said than done. Our brains are wired to focus on negativity, so you gotta actively work at shifting that perspective. Surround yourself with positive people. Engage in activities that bring you joy. And practice gratitude for the good things in your life. Remember, a positive mindset is like a superpower. It can attract amazing things into your reality. Fourth, set realistic goals and celebrate your successes. Don't get caught up in comparing yourself to others or setting unrealistic expectations. Break down big goals into smaller, manageable steps and celebrate each milestone along the way. Every win, no matter how small, is a step forward. You deserve to be proud of your progress. Finally, learn from your failures. This one's a game changer. Failure isn't the opposite of success. It's part of the journey. See those setbacks as valuable lessons, opportunities to learn and grow. Analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward with renewed determination. Remember, even the most successful people have faced countless failures along the way. It's how you handle those failures that defines your resilience. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're facing a tough presentation at work. You've put in the hours, practiced your slides, and know your stuff inside out. But suddenly, your mind races with self-doubt. You start to second-guess yourself, wondering if you're really ready for this. That familiar feeling of anxiety creeps in, threatening to derail your entire performance. This is where mental toughness comes into play. By embracing the challenge as a growth opportunity, practicing mindfulness to calm those nerves, maintaining a positive mindset, setting achievable goals, like mastering one key point, and learning from past presentations, you can transform that anxious energy into laser-focused confidence. You walk onto that stage, own it with grace, and deliver a powerful presentation that leaves your audience impressed. You not only ace the task, but also build invaluable resilience for future challenges. Remember, this isn't just about conquering presentations. It's about equipping yourself to handle any curveball life throws your way. So there you have it, Dopamine Fam, 5 key takeaways to supercharge your mental toughness and resilience. Remember, building inner strength is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate every victory. Learn from every setback and keep pushing forward. You've got this. Now go out there and conquer the world, one challenge at a time. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a dose of mental toughness inspiration. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.